Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
And we have an interview with Michael McKeag from Pining Radiata. But before I get to that, we very quickly have to plug Hoiho! Hoiho won Bird of the Year. It is named the 2024 winner. We'll unpack what that means for the station later in the program. Just wanted to plug that the Hoiho won. And we are victorious. Suck it, critic. I'm pointing the finger at the officers. Anyway, Morena, Michael, how you doing?
Morena, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Of course, my friend. Did you vote in the Bird of the Year competition this year?
I didn't. I kind of forgot, but we've been doing a bit of a circuit of interviews and stuff, and definitely been hassled to do some voting, but it was almost one of those ones where like everybody wanted us to vote for a different bird and just couldn't pick, and it just got all too much.
Oh no, choice paralysis. Yeah.
I know.
That's a bit of a rough one.
It is. I'm glad to see your pick was the winner though.
Yeah, well it was Hoiho. We've been repping the Hoiho quite a lot. Dunedin's been pretty repping it. Emerson's, the local brewery here, made a special beer called the Hoiho, which is great.
Oh wow.
And the bar I work at, it got a lot of people were drinking the Hoiho, which is cool.
Incredible.
It was great. But yeah, you're from the band Pining Radiata, and my first question for you, before we talk about the new EP Skin, is what is this Radiata pining for?
Gosh. You know, that whole name was such a fiasco, eh?
It's a great name.
We had such a hard time picking a name, and I'm pretty sure, funnily enough, it was like our mates, colleagues at the Ministry of Environment or Ministry of Forestry or something picked it, and we were like, cool, let's run with that. It's like, I don't know. It's a strange name, but we're just going to own it, and we're just going to run it. So, nice. Yeah.
Slay, my friend, slay.
Thank you.
I listened to the EP this morning, and I particularly found the track These Words, These Things was quite a standout, as it featured a mantra of the main vocalist saying all of these words, all of these things, saying that over a somber, pining, kind of post-punk jam. What are the things and words on the track that the vocalist might be referencing?
I don't think they reference anything in particular, to be honest. It's more of just a...
It's kind of a mantra.
Just kind of a... Yeah, I guess so. It's like...
Manifestation.
You know, I've never actually asked Maeve what that is a reference to, if it's a reference to anything at all. It may just be a ambiguous phrase. I'm not sure, but...
A postmodern quip.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds cool, and she says it a lot in the song. So, to be honest, I don't have the answer for you, sorry, Zach.
That's okay, Michael, that's okay. Hold on. Maeve, I love the name Maeve. Maeve is an incredible name.
Yeah, I've never met anyone called Maeve until I met Maeve. And, yeah, great name. She's got some great lyrics as well. Really like what she contributes. It's, yeah, nice words.
Yeah, great kupu there. On the track In My Eyes, which is the closer track, there's a new male voice just kind of talking over the guitar instrumental, annotating elements of his life and talking about a relationship that he had that he's lost. Who is the person that he's talking about on that track? Is
you
it
know,
a lost love? Is it a family member? Is it a friend?
I think it's a past relationship, if I remember correctly.
Gave those vibes.
But
ones.
I don't think Cass ever actually explained that. We don't really talk much, you know what I mean? It's just kind of get in the room and play the music and whatever is happening, and we just kind of roll with it. So I've never actually defined who that is that Cass refers to in that last track. But, you know, I guess we'll never know. Maybe it's one of those ones where it's better if you just don't know and you just enjoy it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I almost don't want to know too much. Like, these are very personal lyrics from Maeve and Cass throughout, so... you know, they're comfortable enough to sing them, but I don't know if they'd be comfortable enough to
explain them.
I don't know that, but I mean, we've never talked about these things, so maybe that's the case. I'm not sure.
The less I know, the better, in essence, is the vibe there.
Possibly, yeah.
Possibly.
So.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It is funny you mentioned that you just go in there and do the thing, because, I mean, this EP was recorded over 3 days in what is a house that was recorded in a studio. Can you touch on how that process came about? And was it quite stressful recording in 3 days, or was that pretty natural? Was that pretty easy?
Well, you know, we had only really maybe played like a handful of shows before that recording, probably like 3 or 4 shows. And then we just, our friend Harry, it was back from overseas, he's from Palmerston North, and we just quickly rounded up as much equipment as possible and grabbed him for just the spare days that he had on his kind of New Zealand itinerary, and we pretty much just turned my dad's place into the studio and just recorded everything we had at the time. So it's all just pretty much just 2 days of like live tracking, and then just overdubbed the vocals on that third day. Mm-hmm. And just really tried to smash it out, and just we just wanted to just get the ball rolling, really. Like we Harry's a great engineer. He worked at the Stomach for a very long time, the venue in Palmerston North and recording studio, and he was, yeah, we just nabbed him while we could. I'd worked with him before, and he kind of understands the flow of how I certainly operate, and he's just, yeah, makes quick magic out of, you know, a home recording, which is great.
A top G, one might say.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it was recorded in 3 days, so that's a really good sign, you know? Like, it is
a good sign.
It's incredibly, it sounds great over the old headphones, over the old tin cans.
Great. Thank you.
I would want to touch up more on the album, but unfortunately, we don't have a heck of a lot of time, so I've just got a couple more yarns left.
Sure.
You're going on tour with the Khaki Department for the EP. What was the choice? What was the rationale behind that choice? Have you played with them before? Are you good friends with the band?
Oh, they're just good friends. They're just Palmerston North. Like, they're kind of at a similar stage. Oh, they've actually had some recordings out for a while, but they're about to release a full album, and they want to tour it, and we want to tour our EP. Mm-hmm. And Steve and Synthetic Children, Synthetic Children, who is in Khaki Department, we did a tour last year together. So we've worked together on touring before, and you know, it's so busy at the moment. Everyone's releasing music. It's very hard to get venues and book tours, so it's just a two birds, one stone situation. And yeah, pretty much just all hit the road, grab a van, and yeah, they're good mates. So you know, just nice to do something collectively and kind of spread the Manawatu music around the country together.
For sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you guys are coming down here in December, playing at Yours with Uno Juno on the 7th, which is going to be very, very exciting. I'll have to make time to go to that. We don't have a heck of a lot of time left, so I think we're going to have to call it there. But thank you very much, Michael, for coming on the program this morning. It was great having a yarn with you, and I hope you have a fantastic tour when it commences in November.
Thanks, Zach. Nice talking to you.
Thank you so much. All right,
cheers,
folks.
Bye-bye.
See you, mate. That was Michael McHeag from Pining Radiata talking about the band's new EP, Skin, which you can find on streaming platforms worldwide. We're going to play the opener from the album Burning, which is going to be very, very fun, It's coming up very shortly, straight after we play the song. We have Jamala Reynolds Hattam from Te Ropu Māori on Te Wiki or Te Reo Māori activities and Te Ropu Māori happenings. So that's going to be real fun. But before that, here is Pining Radiata with Burning. You're listening to The One. Take care.
Thank you for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.